Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program with Dr. Bob Teal. Dr. Teal, with fake news becoming more commonplace and disinformation everywhere on the internet, along with just plain old-fashioned propaganda, just what is truth?
Well, the Bible says the Word of God is truth. But related to what may or may not be truth, Ecumenical News posted that there's an artificial intelligence conference that opened with the question, what is truth? The European Christian Internet Conference opened with the theme, What is Truth? Ethical and Practical Issues in the Use of Artificial Intelligence. Now, this is being put on by the World Council of Churches. Now, an officer associated with this made her pitch at the conference's opening prayer, referring to Jesus's response to Pilate, that Jesus came into the world to testify the truth. She says, truth is not an abstract concept. They're so interested in AI that on October 1st of 2024, the World Council is going to hold a webinar titled Theological and Artificial Intelligence. It's going to explore how generative AI and transhumanism challenge our understanding of the personhood and image of God, end quote.
Was the president of the conference correct in her comments about Jesus and the truth?
Well, she's correct that Jesus came to the world to testify the truth. But let's see what Jesus actually said was the truth. John 17:17. Sanctify them by your word. Your word is truth.
But wouldn't that verse right there sum up the World Council of Churches' upcoming webinar?
Sadly, the World Council of Churches and most other churches not in them don't believe the word of God is actually the truth. Now, in John 4, verse 24, Jesus also said, God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So God's supposed to be worshiped to the truth that's in the Bible. And related to the person of Christ, the truth is Jesus didn't look like how most portray him, and his message was different than what most seem to believe. Sadly, the World Council of Churches and others often are promoting agendas that aren't according to the Bible. Now, let's consider the fact that they want to talk about the personhood and image of God. One of them is now there's something called AI Jesus.
But wouldn't the phrase AI Jesus or artificial intelligent Jesus be considered the epitome of an oxymoron?
Yes, but there's this program pretending to be Jesus and thousands are flocking to it.
Wow.
There's an article that talked about when Jesus was on the Mount of Olives. He said to his disciples, see that no one leads you astray. For many are going to come in my name saying, I'm the Christ, and I'll deceive many. The article says one of the deceivers is this AI program called Ask Jesus, otherwise called AI Jesus. Got the appearance of a bearded white man with a radiant halo, uses artificial intelligence, supposedly trained on the teachings of Jesus in the Bible. Mm. And it has the ability to remember previous interactions with the user, which gives a false sense of omniscience. Now, of course, Jesus didn't have a halo or work like chat GPT. But others have tweeted that if they do this, it's a surreal, mystical experience. Well, but it's still not the truth. Mm-hmm. And we actually put out a video called AI Jesus, Artificial Intelligence God. Now, as far as AI and programs like chat GPT go, sometimes they get things right, sometimes wrong. Now, related to the personhood of the Godhead, I asked ChatGPT a question. It says, I said, the original Koine Greek of the New Testament doesn't use personal pronouns for Holy Spirit. Why then have nearly all translators of the New Testament into English language use personal pronouns, such as he and him, and relative pronouns, such as who or whom, despite those being violations of the Koine Greek grammatical rules? Well, ChatGPT says that they're influenced by theological interpretive considerations rather than the strict adherence to the grammatical convention of Koine Greek. They give a couple of reasons. One, theological context. In Christian theology, the Holy Spirit's understood to be a distinct person of the Trinity alongside with God the Father and Jesus Christ the Son. To reflect this doctrine, translators use personal pronouns to emphasize the personal nature and distinct identity of the Holy Spirit within the Trinity. This theological perspective often takes precedence over translations. So in other words, they're biased and they're translating.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, it says, English translations of the Bible have traditionally used personal pronouns. This convention helps maintain consistency among various translations and supports traditional Christian teaching, end quote.
Is ChatGPT saying that nearly all translators of the Bible intentionally mistranslate the Bible in order to align with what human beings want it to say?
Yeah, look, ChatGPT admitted that they're violating adherence to the grammatical conventions of Koine Greek, and they're supposed to be experts in Koine Greek, and they translate. Hmm. And they're also saying that tradition, instead of the Word of God, is the reason various ones have mistranslated the Bible. So it's nice that ChatGPT could point out some of the reasons that falsehood are taught, but most people won't grasp it with answers like that.
How does the Bible address these intentional falsehoods?
Jesus warned about false logic when religious teachers prefer tradition over what the Bible actually teaches. You can read about that in Matthew chapter 15 when the Pharisees complained about Jesus' disciples not following certain traditions. Verse 3, Jesus said, "Why do you transgress the commandment of God because of your tradition?" And he explains how they violate this. And then verse 7, he calls them hypocrites. He says, "Well, did Isaiah prophesy about you saying, these people draw near to me with their mouth." In modern times, they call themselves Christian. "They honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. And in vain, they worship me." So they're not really worshiping God. They think they are, but God says, no, it's not. Why? Because they teach as doctrines the commandments of men. And one of the reasons most don't know what the truth is precisely because they've been misled by tradition to not accept what the actual Word of God says. And it's terrible that most translators intentionally violated rules of proper translation when it came to the Holy Spirit. Regarding that, by the way, we put out a video called Gender of the Holy Spirit.
Well, then would it be correct to say that God cannot be pleased with these corruptions of the truth?
Absolutely. By putting words in their translations that are not truly supported by the context, many have violated a warning that's in the book of Revelation, chapter 22, verse 18, which says, "For I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to these things, God will add to him the plagues that are written in this book." Well, some say, "Well, that's only a prophecy revelation." But no, other parts of the Bible teach the same basic concept. Proverbs 30, verses 5 and 6 says, "Every word of God is pure. He's a shield to those who put their trust in him. Do not add to his words, lest he rebuke you and you be found a liar." Now, as it turns out, the World Council of Churches only allows churches to join if they're Trinitarian. So if people don't accept the persons of the Holy Spirit as a third member of the Trinity that was foisted upon much of the world by the Roman Emperor Theodosius in the late 4th century, they can't join. Yet the passages of the New Testament don't support the personhood of the Holy Spirit. Yet people think they mainly do because of intentional mistranslations that added falsehoods, as well as teachers of false traditions.
Am I to believe that in order to become a member of the World Council of Churches, I have to believe a lie?
Yes. And that basically was prophesied, by the way, from the Apostle Peter. 2 Peter chapter 2, starting in verse 2. Peter wrote, "But there were also false prophets among the people, even as there will be false teachers among you, you Christians, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies." And verse 2, "And many will follow their destructive ways, because of whom the way of truth will be blasphemed." So yes, the way of truth has been blasphemed by false leaders claiming to teach Christianity. This has turned many off. Now, in 2 Corinthians 11, starting verse 13, the Apostle Paul also warned about them. He calls them false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, if it's no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness.
So are these verses telling us that the churches of the World Council of Churches are populated with many ministers of Satan?
Yes, but these ministers false teachers, they look good to the world. Wow. They don't really believe or teach the true word of God, and they're false and they're artificial themselves. While things like AI could help the world's churches, the reality is they'd accept their tradition over the word of God. But what they should do is remember that God inspired the Apostle Jude to write that they should, quote, contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints. But they don't. The World Council of Churches and others are focused more on their unscriptural view of unity than they are the truths of the Bible, or holding to the original faith, which you can find documented in the first and second centuries AD. Now, various scholars have issues with the world's version of Christianity as well, by the way. Dr. Bart Ehrman was some type of fundamentalist Protestant until he looked into church history and realized nothing like Protestant fundamentalism was practiced by early Christians. It turns out another scholar, Dr. James Tabor, said that nearly all heads of theology departments in the University of the United States are actually atheists or agnostics.
Seriously. So atheists are teaching people to become ministers of God. That's like the Ku Klux Klan teaching people racial equality. Please give us a little bit more from God.
Well, you know, the Bible is clear that what God says is true. And Hebrews 6:18, by the way, says it's impossible for God to lie. We read in Titus 1, verse 2, God can't lie. And for people to disagree with the Bible says, Romans 3, verse 4, indeed, let God be true, but every man a liar. Now, if the World Council of Churches and others want to know the truth, instead of accepting traditions of men and holding to mistranslations of the Bible, they should believe the word of God. Now, the last book of the Bible mentions who does and who does not make it into the kingdom of God. Mm-hmm. Unlike something that Pope Francis said this past week, that all religions lead that way, that's not what Scripture says. Revelation 22, verse 14 says, blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter in the gates into the city. Now, who doesn't make it? Revelation 22, verse 15. But outside are dogs and sorcerers, sexually immoral, and murderers and idolaters, and whoever loves and practices a lie. Now, Book of Acts, by the way, says there's only one name under heaven by which you can be saved, which is the name of Jesus. So those who are saying all the religions are the same are missing that. You know, because it says in John 12:43, the Pharisees loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. Jesus condemned them, for example, in Matthew 23, verse 14. Why? Because they both loved and practiced a lie. Wow. They're like many who are associated with the World Council of Churches and other churches of the world. Now, artificial intelligence is often artificial. But many who are claiming to be teaching the word of God are false and artificial themselves. You know, real Christians believe the word of God and realize that it's the truth, because that's what we all should rely on, is the true word of God.
Thank you, Dr. Teal. For more interviews with Dr. Teal, in addition to written as well as audio articles, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy program.